Fragrance of Ramadan, fragrance of Ramadan.
Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum has narrated that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has stated, "Verily, heaven is adorned for the month of Ramadan from one year to the next. When Ramadan comes, heaven says, 'Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, in this month, give me the people from amongst your servants who will live in me.' The heavenly maidens say, 'Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, in this month, give us our husbands from amongst your servants.' Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, 'In this month, if anyone protects his nafs, avoiding intoxicant, refraining from laying a false blame on a Muslim and all types of sins, Allah Azza wa Jal will marry him to 100 heavenly maidens every night. And he Azza wa Jal will make for him a palace of gold, silver, rubies and emeralds in heaven. The palace will be so enormous that even if the whole world is placed into it, the world would take up only as much amount of space as a herd of sheep takes up in the world. If anyone drinks an intoxicant or falsely accuses a Muslim or commits a sin, Allah Azza wa Jal will ruin his 1 year's good deeds. Therefore, refraining from heedlessness in Ramadan, because it is the month of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has given us 11 months to take advantage of his bounties and enjoy them. And he Azza wa Jal has specified 1 month for himself. So fear Allah Azza wa Jal concerning Ramadan. Dear Islamic brothers, we have learnt that as there are glad tidings of reward and mercy for those who honor Ramadan, there are warning as well as for those who disrespect it by indulging in sins. The foregoing hadith specifically mentions drinking intoxicant and laying a false blame on a Muslim. Remember, alcohol